We're in the book of Acts, and we'll be starting this morning in chapter 1. And I'd like you to read the first verse with me. It says, "The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach." It's interesting because the book of Acts, most agree that it was written by Luke, Dr. Luke. Not Dr. Phil, but Dr. Luke. And Luke was, he was methodical and meticulous. I mean, Luke, he was one of those guys who the details really were important to him. So he's one of the few people who actually write about what happened with Mary and what happened with all these other people. Why? In his gospel, he wrote about Mary. Most people didn't. Why? He got eyewitness accounts. He talked to people. He took down names and dates. And he's one of the few guys who says in the upper room there was 120 people there. And he doesn't say there was about 120 people. He says there was 120 people named there. So he went through and he meticulously got all the details when he wrote his gospel. And now he's writing this continuation. This is just a continuation of his gospel. It's interesting. Now, Luke was a doctor. And we know in Acts chapter, in later 16 and on, he was with Paul the whole time. And so there's a question of why did he go with Paul and what was he doing there? Most people believe, you see, in the time of the Romans, in the time that this was written, a rich person would have a slave who was a doctor. You would buy a doctor. And so whenever you would travel, I mean, think